Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Grace, the city of transformation, a place where we are helping people to discover and fulfill their God-given destiny, a place where we are encouraging one another, loving one another, caring for one another. A place where we disciple people, train, equip people for the work of service. A place where we are doing the work of an evangelist to share the gospel, the good news with the lost. This morning, I am blessed. I'm thankful. I'm grateful for what the Lord has done to give us another week. He woke me up this morning because I couldn't wake myself up. He gave me life when I couldn't give myself any life. He brought me closer to Him when I couldn't bring myself closer to Him. He saved me. He redeems me. He sets me free. He liberated me. I love the Lord because He first loves me. He died on the cross for my sins. He paid a price for my sin. He bails me out. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving my sins. Thank you, Lord, for being my Lord, my Master, my King, my Deliverer, my Healer. Thank you for being my friend. The one who knows my pain, feels my pain, delivers me. Thank you, Lord. For our devotional reading this morning, we want to look at one verse this morning. That is found in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. And it reads, "A man that had friends must show himself friendly." And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Many of us today do not have friends because of what friends may have done to us. Many of us try to have friends, but the friends go behind our back and backstab us. And because of that, many people are hurt. And as much as they are hurt, they try to stay away from friends. And then you have some that are struggling with trust. How do I trust people to be my friends? And then many of us also are seeking friends that are loyal, friends that are committed, friends that are devoted, and friends that will defend them. And then for some, we're looking for friends that will submit to them, lied to them, lie for them, even when they do wrong. They want those friends to still stand and not tell them the truth. For some, that's the kind of friends they are looking for. And then we also have seasonal fringe. And the seasonal fringe are fringe that God brings in our lives because God is doing something in them, or God is doing something in us that will impact them or that will impact us. So God brings those fringe into our lives, that whatever God is doing in and through them will impact us, will change us, will lead us in a direction that we need to go. Or whatever God is doing in us, and God wants that thing that He's doing in and through us to also change their lives or impact their lives. So God brings them into our lives. But whatever the case may be, the Bible tells us here that a friend that had, or a man that had friends, must show himself friendly. He said, our first friend is Jesus Christ. And when you have friends that betray you, maybe God is teaching you something. And what God is teaching us in that moment could be the question that I want to ask you this morning. How loyal are you to Jesus Christ? How committed, how devoted are you to the Lord, who is also your friend? You see, sometimes God shows ourselves to ourselves through those circumstances. When we look, friends deceive us because we ourselves are deceiving God. And in reality, we really cannot deceive God. Friends lie to us because we ourselves were always in trying to lie to God, when in reality we really cannot lie to God. Many of us today, we want people to be devoted to us when we ourselves are not devoted to God, who is also our friend. Jesus Christ is the best friend. A friend that will not deceive us. A friend that will not lie to us. A friend that loves us to where He will defend us. But He won't lie for us. A friend that loves us so much that He laid down His life for us. A friend that cares about us so much. A friend that is loyal to us. But as much as Jesus is loyal to you, how loyal are you to Him? As much as Jesus is committed to you, how committed are you? How committed are we to Him? As much as Jesus is faithful to us, how faithful are we to Him? How faithful are we to Him? This morning, this is the question that is on my mind, that the Lord is speaking to us this morning about. When you need a friend that is trustworthy, Jesus is that friend. But if you are looking and needing a trustworthy friend, if you are looking for a trustworthy friend, then my question to you as well is how trustworthy are you? When you need a trustworthy friend, when you need a loyal friend, when you need a committed friend, when you need a devoted friend, when you need a friend that is honest, that is truthful, honest in every area, how honest, how loyal, how committed are you as well? You see, I want to close on this today. Jesus Christ is that a loyal friend. Jesus Christ is that committed friend. Jesus Christ is that devoted friend. Jesus Christ is that friend that will defend you. Jesus Christ is the best friend that you can have. And when you developed that friendship with him, that friendship will spread abroad to your fellow human being. Many of us today, God only shows us what is within us. And until the Lord opened our eyes to see where we are falling short and ask him for that forgiveness, when Jesus become your friend, you will become friends to others. You will become friendly. God bless you.